Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, what he said, she said. I don't know who the fuck that was. Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and now on Spotify.
Yeah!
Woo! This is being produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. I don't know who those fucking people are, but they're really cool. Thank you for paying for the show, Get Real Global Entertainment. Anyway, this is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and this is my co-host with the most, I can't say S because you're not a chick. Okay, co-host with the most. Ooh, that's the good one. The co-host with the most. I like it. The co-host with the most. I'm going to throw you on mic number 4 since you're closest to that one. Right. Co-host with the most, James Mules, a.k.a. Well, as Nathan Youngblood of Youngblood Productions has now named him,
The Muse. I like that shit. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing today? It's a beautiful day in Southern California. I hope you are enjoying your weather where you are at.
Because I know he's my inspiration.
Yes.
Especially in the bedroom. Anyway. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's also my husband. I like to fuck with people. We go to concerts. We go all over the place. We're constantly hobnobbing with people. And they're like, how the fuck are you? Like, are you friends, buddies? You know, even police officers don't know who the fuck we are. Is that your friend, ma'am? No, fuck face. That's my goddamn husband. Get it right. Anyway, he's trying to hook shit up. He's trying to plug things up. If you can see him over here in the corner, if you're watching the
yeah, the MTA sucks.
The MTA. Oh, yes. They changed the bus schedule and, you know, we're trying to conserve on the environment and stuff. No, we're just poor and we don't have a car. Sorry. I'm just keeping it real. We don't have a car, y'all. Not yet, anyway.
Oh,
and
well.
I'm typing on here. Go to my Facebook page, Jennifer DeVoe, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, last name D-E-V-O-E. You can also find me under Jennifer Muse. Type Jennifer Muse in. There's two different ones that'll pop up. But look at the one for Jennifer DeVoe, because that's where I'm typing in the link for you to go watch this show right now. You can watch us and hear us and all that wonderful stuff on LA Talk Radio. You also go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. You can download the LA Talk Radio app. You can also find it on like Google Play and the Play Store for Windows and all that stuff. And I'm sure it's, I know it's on iTunes and all that crap, you know, Apple, it's on Apple stuff. So you can find us and what we're doing right this minute. Yeah.
Trying to plug up battery packs for our phone.
He's trying to pack up battery packs. Lots of great stuff going on. Go check out. There's a lot of concerts. I got to pull it up. I'm trying to type in the link here real quick so you can fucking go like look at us and stuff. But we've had a lot of stuff going on. We've had a lot of stuff coming up. It's, you know, it's been a very interesting few months. We've gotten a lot of shit done. Lots of stuff. But today we have an author on our show. Because, you know, we like to mix it up. We like to do different stuff. You know what I mean? Last week, it was the 4th, so, you know, nobody wants to be on the fucking radio on the 4th. So, it was just me. JJ was with friends and stuff.
Get real global. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was in fucking jail. Tell the fuck you. I was in jail.
I lied. I'm sorry. I hope you all bought the lie for 5 seconds.
I was locked up for a couple of days. I had a fucking warrant.
He had open container tickets that he had not, as a naughty boy, had not taken the fuck care of, even though his wife kept telling him to go take care of them. But they're taken care of now.
I don't have to pay for them now.
2 days time serve. It's over and done with. We don't have a bill to pay, thank God, because I have enough legal bills to pay for bad shit I've done in the last 5 years. So I'm working those debts off right now as I speak. But Jenny won't be here probably for the 25th. The next show after that. I don't know. There's a few shows I'm probably three episodes I might not be here for. But the husband is taking over those episodes. He's taking over those episodes because Jenny is going to Maine to visit family. My daughter, Samantha Bailey. What up, Samantha?
Hey, Sammy, what's up?
What up, Sammy? Probably not watching this, but still, hi. What the fuck ever. My children need to be more supportive of my career.
That's the end of, I know, huh? That's all we got is these right here?
Yeah, because I left one, I left two chargers back at the Union. I might have another head in my purse, so go ahead and look in there. Okay, I'm just saying, I got two, okay. Yeah, that's it for right now, I think. Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're having a good time here in the studio here in Sherman Oaks, California. We're over here at Riverside and Woodman looking out the window of our awesome radio station that we're at, LA Talk Radio in Sherman Oaks. It's a great time to be on the radio because we can swear, we can do whatever the fuck we want. But today we have author Magda Ayuk. I'm not sure if I'm saying it pronouncing it correctly. She is a Canadian author / poet. She has written a book called The Blue Bird. It's a book of poetry. And she is brought to us by Desiree Duffy of Black Chateau Enterprises. She's like PR for authors.
You know,
public relations for authors. She'll get you media placement. You know, she'll get you at some conferences, some book fairs, she'll get you some stuff going on for as an author. She'll help you to boost your career. She'll get you on our show and many other radio shows. There's a lot of radio shows that she can get you on. She has access to. If you're an author, hit up Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau. So you can find her as Black Chateau on Facebook and Twitter, and black_chateau on Instagram. We'll take talk while I have you on.
Okay.
Phil, I'm posting.
Just talk about what's going on this weekend. We have going on this Friday. We are going to... Was it Pomona?
Characters, I think it's Sports Bar or something like that. It's Characters Bar.
And Pomona?
In Pomona,
right
California.
Off the train depot, I believe, in Pomona.
Yeah, Pomona Transit Station or something like that.
Transit Station is right there.
It's right there.
We're like maybe a three-minute walk.
First Street? I think it's like 237 First Street or something like that.
Yeah. We did... one of the Vans Warped Tour judging contests there.
The Battle of the Bands.
Yeah. We went there. That was that one Sunday afternoon. It's a pretty nice place. You go check it out. You have full bar, pool tables. It's nice. Flat screens. It's a really nice place. You just go check it out. And we'll be there this Friday with the Youngblood Productions, right? And Nathan Youngblood. baby?
Yes.
Okay. With the
you have with, it. Just keep going.
With the Young Blood Productions. What's up, Nathan Young? What's going on? Who else is gonna be there?
It's Swine.
Oh, okay.
The band is Swine.
Well, you didn't give me no.
And
work.
It's. I'm sorry. I know. I'm trying to do this, and it's.
Well,
my
what
bad.
Time?
My
the
bad.
Show is this Friday. By 8 o'clock.
Yes, it starts about 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's the band Swine. It's their album release party.
Oh, okay.
Hold on one second. I believe this is our guest. Hello, is this Magda?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome to Jenny's Real
I'm
Talk
good.
On the Block. I hope you're having a good day over there in South Korea.
Well, right now I'm in Montreal.
Ooh, you are in Montreal, Quebec. Oh, we love Quebec. You lovely Quebecers. Okay. I love it. I'm sorry.
Is that on the East Coast or Midwest?
It's towards the eastern side of Canada. More, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, near Toronto.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I've never been to that part of Canada, but I've been, because I'm from Maine, so we go to, I've been to Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick.
Okay.
So, I've never been on your side of Canada. I mean, not close, I mean, not fully over that side. So, how's the weather up there in Canada?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
I was like, oh, where'd she go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I put you on mute by mistake.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
How's everything up there? How's the weather up in Canada?
Right now it's really hot.
Oh.
Yeah, like really, really hot. So it's the perfect time to visit during the summer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, I see that you are a teacher over in South Korea. We were curious
yes.
as to what subject you teach. I didn't see
English.
I knew it.
Yes, we were guessing. We were taking bets on English, but we weren't quite sure. So
we were just
making sure.
Uh-oh.
The connection's going in and out. Yes, your connection's kind of going foggy there.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. Now I know your book is called The Bluebird, Book of Poetry.
Yes,
can you tell us more about that and what was your intention behind writing it?
Okay, it's a poetry book, and it explores freedom, race, gender, and self-love.
I like that.
Thank you.
Did you have do you have a specific reason what inspired you to write this book?
Okay, well, I started writing poetry maybe around 4 years ago. It's when I moved to South Korea, actually. I moved there by myself, so it was kind of lonely, and I was going through a hard time, so I turned to poetry to kind of help me. And then I started posting it to Instagram, and people liked it. So I decided to put my pieces together and make a book.
Oh, okay. I mean, is there like, how do I say this? Was there anybody in your life that like, or that inspired you to write this specific type of poetry? Or any specific incidences that happened?
Really inspired me. Yeah, I wouldn't say anyone in my life in particular, but the Harlem Renaissance.
The Harlem Renaissance.
I'm really into Langston Hughes. He's my favorite.
Oh, yes, Langston Hughes. Okay. That's good. I know who that is.
I did my junior thesis on him.
Oh. Nice.
That
was so long ago, though.
Great poet, though. Great poet.
Okay. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah. You're just coming in kind of weird. But where we can hear you. Any questions you want to ask?
Okay. I can still hear you.
Okay, good.
All right. How long you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher for 4 years now.
Okay. Oh, so that's actually your first job was to go start going to South Korea teaching English down here, out in South Korea.
Well, actually, no. My first job, I've been writing since the age of 18, like writing articles. Like I've worked for newspapers, magazines.
Oh, okay. That's good, though. That's good that, you know, you started at a young age.
Hello?
I think we're having a hard time here with her phone. It's interesting. this is not the first time we've had this kind of issue, but...
Yeah, nah. It happens.
It does happen.
Sorry, everyone. You know, we don't know what's going on.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. Well, let's say... Well, let's launch everyone this Sunday, baby.
We'll have her call back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. What now? Okay, so what are we doing? Okay. Anyway, Friday night is Swine. Let me go find all that stuff.
Okay.
We'll just,
and characters just call and back. Yeah. Pomona.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Actually, hold on. I'm going to pull up all the things that Nathan sent me. So this is all part of the Youngblood production team. It has to do with Acropolis. Some of this stuff has to do with Acropolis Music Group. All right, hold on.
Okay.
There we go. She's back.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry. I lost reception.
That's okay. Stuff happens. You're up in Canada. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Canadian technology.
And you're way up there. You're way, way up there. So you know.
Yeah, we're behind. My bad.
It's okay. You know, a lot of us.
Okay.
How do you pronounce your name anyway? Your last name.
Ayuk.
Okay. Mm. I didn't want to butcher your name.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to butcher her name. It sounds. Just, I would just feel that wrong.
yeah, it's of Cameroonian descent.
Oh.
It's who?
From Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Oh, Cameroonian. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. My parents are from there.
Oh, that's cool. Did you grow up all your whole life in Canada?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Montreal.
Oh, okay. So they came before you were born. They came.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. How do they find it's different? I mean, did they ever try to live in America first, or did they just go straight to Canada? They said those Americans are crazy, and we're out of here. They said we're going to Canada.
To Canada, but actually now they live in Atlanta. They live in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'll be in Atlanta in about 5 days around.
Oh wow! Oh. So you're all over the place. You're in South Korea, then you're in Montreal, and then you're gonna be in Atlanta, Georgia. You're all over the place. And I like that.
I am.
Have you ever been? Have you been to Cameroon?
I've never been, but I'm planning on doing so real soon. My grandma's there, and I definitely need to go.
All right. Yeah,
especially to go see your grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
Does she come up to visit you ever, or?
I've seen her once. Like, she visited Atlanta years ago. So it's been a while since I've seen her.
Okay.
Hmm.
So your parents haven't lived in Atlanta, in Canada in a little while.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's been, 7 years?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, my stepmother is from Sussex, New Brunswick, and she is a dual citizen. So she reaps,
okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, so she reaps the benefits of America as well as Canada, and she worked like almost 30 years of her life. She worked like 25 or so years of her life in Canada,
mm-hmm.
and then she worked like 30 years here in America.
Jeez.
Almost 30, 25 years or so here in America. So she could get a pension. She can get a pension from both.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's smart. Smart. I can get Social Security and a Canadian pension. Yeah.
Does she like Canada better or America?
I don't know. I never really asked her. I mean, I never really asked. I know my brothers live in Canada. I have two stepbrothers that live up there.
Oh, okay.
I said if things go really, really bad with Trump, I'm going to Northern Maine, then I'm going to go to... No, I don't need to do that. It's called go visit my relatives. And then I just walk through the woods into Canada. It's not like there's a fence or anything.
Built a wall yet.
No. And then you see, and then my brothers can come pick me up at the border after I've walked through the woods into Canada. I don't even have to go through a checkpoint. I just walk through the woods.
Just walk through the woods.
And because we're only, my parents, we're from a mile from the Canadian border. So we're right there.
Just take you a nice
so
little
all
draw.
I got to do is just walk across and through the woods and I'm in Canada. And then my brothers can come pick me up and I'm gone. In case shit goes south and I have to jump ship. I'm just saying.
That is an option, an illegal one, but it's still.
I don't give a shit if it's illegal or not. don't think I haven't done illegal stuff before, Magda.
Okay.
Because I have, and I do it again. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know I'm crazy. Those crazy Americans. I know your parents are probably saying that. They live in Atlanta. Those crazy Americans. They're
nutty. There's a difference between Canada and the U.S. for sure.
Yes, I know. I like Canada. I mean, free health care and college and stuff. I mean, we don't get that here.
Yeah.
We don't get any of that here. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay for everything, and our rent is ridiculous. Everything's ridiculous.
They'll take your house at the end of the day.
Yeah. Maybe our money's worth more, but who cares? In the scheme of things, it's just stupid. So what are some of your poetry? What are some of your poems? Like, what do they encompass? Like, you have specific names of your poems that, you know, you want to talk about?
Okay. I have my favorite one. That one explores death and life. And it's basically a contrast. I don't know if you want me to read it or...
Well, your choice, whatever you want to do.
You're the guest.
You're the guest. It's your time. These singers get to play their songs on here. Why can't you say your poetry? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Go for it.
Let's see.
Dealer's choice.
Okay. Let me just get up real quick. Okay, this is terrible. My phone is taking a while.
I know how you feel. It happens all the time.
Not so smartphones.
But in the... Pardon?
Not so smartphones.
Yeah, they say they're smartphones. They lie. They lie. Like, don't tell me autocorrect. I said...
Okay. Okay, go. Okay. I'm going to read it. And I'm going to use... There's two different characters here, so hopefully you'll be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
All right. There's a garden full of bones around the back. There's bones, bones and flowers. But why? The bones help the flowers grow. Death ushers in more life. Where'd you get the... Never mind, I don't want to know. Doesn't matter anyway. What does, though, is that these bones saved my garden. Funny part is, you can't even see the bones, but I know they're there. Pressed them myself. Sprinkled it like magic. Makes you think. Think what? About other things that are here that we can't see. Like ghosts? I don't know what to call them. Invisible beings helping us flower. Kind of long for a name. This conversation is giving me a chill to the bone. Why? Just because you don't understand them doesn't mean they mean you harm. Well, I think there's more to life than meets the eye. There's gotta be. Look at my garden. All you see is flowers and butterflies and birds and bees. And no one would know that this here is a garden full of bones.
Mm. I like that.
That's interesting.
Thank it you. Is.
Makes you think. And we've both had, and my husband and I have both had incidences with ghosts.
Yeah.
We've actually experienced.
Oh, really?
Them. Yeah. I believe very wholeheartedly in that kind of stuff.
1997.
Mm. 1997 will happen.
I was in my kitchen in the house I basically grew up in. I was in the kitchen, just got off work, and I was just standing there. And I was looking, and it just this it looks just like something like on a cartoon. It was see-through, looked like a tinted window, and it was flying kind of like a duck. And it stopped, and it turned, and it looked at me, and it had like little circles for eyes. It was see-through because I was looking at the cabinet, and I could see the cabinet through the being. But it was like a small child's head on top of adult shoulders. And it this incident took maybe two and a half seconds. But I seen it. It stopped. It turned to look at me. And it was conscious enough to know I was there because no one's ever in the house at this particular time of the day. No one's ever, like, for, like, months at a time. Because it was just me and my father. We both worked during the daytime. So no one's in the house. So whatever it was conscious enough to know that it wasn't expecting nobody in the house. But it stopped. It turned. It looked at me. I seen it. And we know we seen each other. And it went out the window. And I seen the Venetian blind. A vertical Venetian blind in the window. It opened up and closed. To be honest with you, it happened so fast, you didn't really have time to be, like, scared. But it was just like, what did I just see? You know, it was just, but it looked like a cartoon. Like I don't want to say, I don't want to put no trademark out there, but kind of like a Casper. You know what I mean? Just basically, but it was just a small child's head looked like on top of the adult shoulders. And it was just floating through the air. It wasn't a border, maybe 3 feet high. But it didn't look like any type of menacing anything. It didn't look menacing. It just looked like Casper. But Noah, I had like little circles for eyes. And I think maybe like a little, I don't know if it was missing either. The nose part or the mouth was like missing, but the other part was dark. But it had like features. Facial features, yeah. But not ears or anything, just like a round head.
Looked like Casper.
So did you feel fear? Or was it more like
It was like what was that? You know, it was something that you know, you've seen stuff on the cartoons and stuff like that. But to see it in real life, it was like, but it wasn't nothing to be, it wasn't menacing. It didn't have like horns or teeth or, you know, anything. It didn't do anything menacing. It just, oh my God. Like, kind of like, have you ever seen like a rat or something like that? You know, if you like have a, like shocked to see a rat or something like that, and the rat turns and kind of runs away. Kind of like on that level. Like the rat see you and you see the rat and you be like, whoa, that's a rat. And the rat see you be like, oh my God. And the rat just takes off running. That type of.
Yeah.
Kind of like, think of it like that.
Hmm. Oh, okay. You know, in my culture, if we do see something like that, we're supposed to pretend not to see it. Because if you acknowledge them, then they're going to keep showing up. You know?
Gotcha.
So anyways, that's what my dad told me.
Well, to be honest, I think something else had happened to me, maybe, but it was in another area, probably another, maybe the mile from where this first incident happened. But other than that, I haven't seen anything else. You know, there's nothing else. So I don't know about all that, but it's me personally, not. But see, the thing of it is, the one where I actually seen it in, the story I just told you, that was from the house I grew up in, and my mom had just died. She didn't die in the house, but it was her house. She spent 30 years in that house. So,
Say that again?
I said that house that I seen that spirit in, it was the house that I was raised in, and my mom was lived in that house with us, and I grew up in that house, and she didn't die in the particular house itself. But maybe her spirit went there, and that might have been her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it was or it wasn't. There's no way I would know. But I'm saying that.
What year did she pass?
96.
And you saw it in 97?
Mm-hmm. About maybe, she died in like October. This was maybe March of 97.
It's possible. My mother came to me. My mother came to me within 6 months after she passed.
Yeah, it was within 6 months.
Yeah, my mother came to me within 6 months after she passed. So, yeah.
About the same length
of
time.
But she looked more like herself. Mm. Not like fully, but like I could tell it was her.
It was a female.
I could tell it was her. I could tell it was her, but I couldn't really.
This, what I seen, was completely.
But I heard the voice. The voice was hers. That's how I knew it was her. She spoke to me.
This was completely generic. Completely like the cartoon generic part.
Crazy. But that's interesting that you guys are supposed to like ignore them so they don't keep coming back. I like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, like if my dad hears a voice, like it could be me calling him, but if he doesn't see me, he won't answer because he's like, it may be a ghost and I'm not acknowledging them. Like I remember one day I was calling him and calling him.
Interesting.
And he was ignoring me. And I just like, I opened the door. I'm like, Dad, I've been calling you. And he's like, well, I didn't
see you. See you.
Dad, man. I'm not answering. Dad. That's crazy.
Help me.
You're like going, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. And he's like,
I can't see you.
I can't see you. You're a ghost. You.
Call 911. You need the number.
Help yourself up. You got to help yourself up. I'm sorry. You're screwed. I can't see you. That's just wrong.
Basically.
That's funny as hell. what are some of your other poems that you have? What else would you, what other subjects, what do you think people would want to hear?
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Just for a moment. So my pieces, they explore, like feminism and race as well.
So okay, I like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just finished like a photo shoot, so I was like rushing to do this interview. So
that's okay.
A photo shoot? Oh, for the book, for the poetry book, or are you a model or anything?
Well, I'm a hip hop artist, so I'm going to start releasing music.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was a photo shoot for that.
Nice. I like that. How a lot of people do multiple things.
Right.
Like actors do also like band, you know, like have a band or they do, you know, other projects. They're directing, producing, you know, different stuff like writing a book, that kind of thing. Like, let's say like take for instance, like Steve Martin or Billy Bob Thornton. They're actors, but they also have bands where they sing and stuff. They play play an instrument. They, you know, plus they've probably written books and other things. Like a lot of people do that. It's like a multiple thing now. Like Dwayne Johnson. He's a wrestler, an actor.
Yeah.
He like, you know, he's done a bunch of stuff.
He's done so many movies. Oh, yeah. Man, that guy got movies.
Yeah,
movie,
but that's what I'm saying. So many people do so many things now. Like, you know, like the things I'm trying to do, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Music and book and other stuff. I don't think I could write poetry like you though. I'm more of a. I could write more like lyrics for a song, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because it all comes out looking like poetry anyway. It does, no, because lyrics. That's how lyrics to songs are poetry.
Yeah.
If you notice, like every other line, the last word rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's all like set up a certain way. You know, so it's just poetry put to music. That's really all it is.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And I call myself a storyteller.
Okay.
So that encompasses everything that I do, like whether it's music, poetry, and even like acting. I started acting when I was in Korea.
Oh. She's an actress too. See, that's what I'm saying.
Multitasking.
She's a multiple, you know.
Multitasking. Yes,
I like it. I like it. Multi-talented.
So the hip-hop artist part, so what do you do in the hip-hop world?
Well, I'm working on an EP right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be releasing songs soon. I have two remixes coming up. I did a remix to Humble by Kendrick and a remix to Nonstop by Drake.
Are you rapping him?
Like August. Pardon?
Are you rapping him or are you singing?
Singing quickly. I wouldn't call what I do rapping, but yeah, I sing.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, that's a good transition for you, though, from like writing poetry to writing lyrics for songs. Like it's, like I said, it's the you could it's an easy crossover for you.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be easier for you to write your. You know, I know you're doing like you know remixes of other some other people's songs, but I'm sure that you could easily write your own songs too. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've written, well, like for this project, like 6 songs of my own that I'm going to be releasing.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and it's definitely like poetry. That's why I'm like having so much fun with it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. That's why I like hip hop so much, because to me, it feels more like poetry than R&B does, for example.
Jesus.
Like the lyrics.
Jesus, I guess she's going to have to be on our show again in the future.
Yeah, when you drop the EP.
When she releases her music.
Yeah.
That
sounds good.
See, that gives you two ways to be on the show, Magda, right there. You got the poetry.
Awesome.
And then you got the, you know, being a you know.
And then what you do the actor artist. Stuff in the South Korea.
Ooh, that's cool too. I like that.
So I mean, you did anything?
I did
on
theater.
Theater?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, theater / burlesque. So it was a fusion of both.
Interesting.
Huh.
Burlesque. I like burlesque.
So it was in Korean. You speak Korean?
No, I don't. It was all in English.
Oh, okay.
She's an English teacher.
I can say certain words, like, 안녕하세요, you know? Hello. Yeah, right. But I really don't speak it. I can read. I can read Korean.
You can read Korean?
That's funny. You can read it, but you can't speak it.
That's
awesome.
Because, it's phonetic. The characters, they have different sounds. So, I mean, once you learn those, you can read it.
Okay.
And you can easily pick that up.
Interesting. I like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pick up the characters. That's
hello?
I mean,
have you thought about putting your songs, like your your poems to songs, turning them into songs?
I haven't exactly, but I want to put out videos for my poems. So it'll kind of be like music videos, but it'll be my poetry. So that's what I'm going to be doing in the near future.
Okay.
Never heard of that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a different concept. I haven't really seen anybody really do that.
Hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I saw this tweet on Twitter, and it says that the greatest struggle of an artist is not having the funds to put all their ideas to life. And I can definitely relate to that. I have so many ideas, but like, if I were a millionaire, I could do everything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know, since I'm not, I have to take my time and like choose what the priority and whatnot.
Yeah. We're facing the same problem. We face the same problem as artists ourselves between radio. We're working on TV project, movie stuff, you know, books, music,
awesome.
Other things. Like we're working on a bunch of different stuff, plus throwing our own concerts and stuff, you know. So it's like, where do we start? Which part do we start with? And you know what I'm saying? So we had to look. Mm-hmm. We have to learn to sit down and prioritize and be like, okay, let's work on this project first, and then hopefully this project will make us money, and then we can use that money to work on this project. And you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And then, mm-hmm. We have a lot of friends who want to be in our stuff and are willing to not get paid up front.
Right.
When this becomes
all right, friends that don't want to get paid up front. Shout out to all y'all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because they want to be involved in stuff. And you know, right now,
wants to be in pictures.
And we know it's not going to make money right away, but you know, we put it on YouTube and it becomes great. You know, it becomes big. Then boom. You know, it just takes time. You got to be patient. I know it sucks, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't even ask you. How old are you?
I am 30 years old.
Okay. That's it.
I was gonna say late 20s, around 30. Yeah, because she said she was a teacher for 4 years.
I used to get younger. People usually say like think I look younger, but I don't.
You
know
look way younger.
Yeah.
You look way younger than 30. But I was thinking because you had to have gone to college. They're not gonna just hire somebody to teach English who hasn't gone to damn college. Especially for teaching. And then I started to think, okay, and then you've been doing it for 4 years. So you had to be at least 26 or older, the way I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I moved to Korea at, I think, 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I was just thinking you have to be at least 26 or older for that, because you got to figure 20, if you go into college at 18, there's 4 years there. It's 22 when you get out. Then plus four years as a teacher, that's 26. So you have to be at least 26 or older. But I'm thinking, oh, she probably did. And then you said you did other stuff in between school and that. So I was like, okay. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, no. She's, yeah, I was thinking around 28 or so. So I was close. I was close. I just do the math. Yeah. I think about it, like, realistically, like, oh, yeah. And also, you're young. You see, you're traveling all over the world. Wow.
Oh, well, thanks for saying I'm young. Sometimes I don't feel it, but...
You are. 30 is young. You know?
I can laugh enjoy at this.
enjoy it. Enjoy it, you know? I'm assuming the way you sound, no children.
We can laugh at that also.
No, the reason I think that's because she's traveling all over the world.
Yeah.
She has a great career. She's doing all this stuff. There's no way she has kids.
Nah, not nobody's baby's mamas.
Not yet.
No kids yet.
Okay. Well, take your time on that. You got a little bit of time. You still got some time.
A little bit.
You got some fun.
After 40, I don't suggest it. But before that, you got 10 years. You got time. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Have some time. Yeah.
Well, yes.
Well, I guess since I am deciding to pursue music full time right now, like sometimes I do feel kind of old because people make that decision usually at a younger age.
Yeah.
I've been working on music for a long time, but it's just like now that I'm finally deciding to like release my stuff. So that's when I feel old, when I think about it in that way.
Honey, I'm 45. I'm working on being the lead singer of a heavy metal band. You'll be all right. It's never too late. It's something I've been wanting to cross off my bucket list for a very long time.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do heavy metal, and I can sing, and I can write, so screw it. I'm going to do it.
And you'll be surprised once you get in the music business the ages of some of these artists.
A lot of them are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Yes. We know a drummer who's like in his 60s.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? You're never too, too old.
Don't worry about the age.
Don't worry
about the
age.
There's plenty of people older than you in the music business.
Yeah.
Lots.
Speaking of that, Steve Martin and Billy Bob Thornton, I don't think they started their music careers until they were like in their 50s, 60s, up there. Yeah. So don't worry about that.
Mm-mm.
You're still young.
Okay.
You're still young. You're good. You're good to go.
Absolutely.
Yes. You got time.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Your heavy metal dreams, like that sounds pretty cool.
Well, I also have dreams to do TV. You know, make our own TV shows and movies and cartoons and other things. So I think it's never too late because even Morgan Freeman didn't start his career until he was like in his 40s. So think about that.
Okay, you're right.
Samuel L. Jackson.
A lot of these people didn't start until later in life. They didn't get found or discovered until they were older. So don't ever think that it's too late. Don't ever think that you can't do it. And I say just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out here in 2012 and I'd never been on the radio for a day in my life. I just went in.
Oh, really?
I went in for an audition at a radio station and that was the end of that. Now I've been doing this for 6 years. I produce my own shows. I do my own stuff. So, and I go to concerts and I go to sports events and we go to all kinds of stuff and I never pay for a damn thing. So this is my point.
Awesome.
You know, you can start something from scratch.
Yeah.
Even at 39 years freaking old and still do something with it. You know what I mean? We hobnob, but we have friends that are celebrities. So, you know what I mean? You just don't ever give up your dream and just keep on just keep on doing what you're doing. All right. Well, we want to thank you so much, Magda,
for
being on our show today.
We appreciate you.
We've had Magda Ayuk from Canada, South Korea, and a bunch of other places.
Atlanta. Cameroon.
She's from all that
Shout
stuff.
Out to Cameroon.
Ooh, shout out to all of it.
Shout out to Africa. Hell yes.
Montreal, Quebec.
Shout
we love
out
you,
Canada.
Crazy
What's up?
Quebecers.
Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia.
Bienvenue.
Yeah.
Bienvenue. Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing your poetry and sharing your life with us.
Yeah.
And we look forward to having you on the show again in the future when you go to release your music EP.
Good luck on everything.
Good luck on everything that you're doing. You. And keep up the good work.
All right.
Never, thanks so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Good night.
We see you. We'll talk to you
later. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
That was author / poet Magda Ayuk from Canada. She called in from Montreal.
Montreal.
I was hoping we were going to cross South Korea off our list, but that's okay. So here's some upcoming concerts going on. This Friday, Swine, their EP release party with special guests at Characters in Pomona. Get on over there for 8 p.m. The show kicks off. Let's see, that is at 276 East 1st Street in Pomona, California. You can go to acropolistickets.com to get your tickets. $5 presale, $8 at the door. And if for bands and stuff, message Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Food available from Atomic Dogs. There's a full bar. And we're going to be there representing Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA yes. Talk Radio, and iHeartRadio, as well as Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. This is in production with Acropolis Music Group. So get on out there. The Swine, which is an awesome band. They think like heavy metal or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's their EP release party this Friday the 13th.
Yes!
Friday the 13th. Get your tickets. Come hang out with Jenny and JJ. Jenny and the Muse at Characters in Pomona this Friday. And then, let's see, we've got Throwback Thursdays with Youngblood Productions. Kicking off, the first show will be Thursday, August 2nd. So get ready for that. We've got two bands already on the roster, Gravity Lane and Set Blasters. Those are just two of the show bands so far that they've booked. If you'd like to book your band for Throwback Thursdays, I believe it's going to be every Thursday starting August 2nd at, what is this place? Sage Lounge. It's at 6511 Greenleaf Avenue in Whittier, California, 90601. For booking, info text 909-706-1985. That's 909-706-1985. To book your band on Throwback Thursdays, which Jenny and the Muse will be a part of that as well. And then we've got, let's see, Trend Kill Revolution. It's a Pantera tribute.
Mm.
Shout out to our brothers. The brothers. Vulgar Display of Honor. Ironclad, Pandemic Unleashed, Beyond the Roots, Blacklist. Nine, Concrete Sledge. Those are some of the bands that are going to be there. It's at Characters in Pomona on Saturday, July 28th. Doors open at 7:30. $10 at the door. Probably a $5 presale or something. That's at Characters in Pomona. It's to go out to the Abbott Brothers.
Okay.
Dimebag Darrell and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Dimebag Darrell.
Well, there was two brothers, the Abbott Brothers, and they've both died.
Oh.
From I think both from like overdoses or some shit. I don't know. Dimebag Darrell died many years ago, and then the other brother just died like a couple weeks ago or a week or two ago. It hasn't been that long. So they're doing so Youngblood Productions is doing a tribute to Pantera.
Mm.
A bunch of bands are gonna be playing Pantera songs. So it's
Walk.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, Cemetery Gates, like a bunch of great Pantera songs. I love Pantera.
Hmm.
One of my favorite bands ever. So go check that out. Saturday, July 28th, Characters in Pomona. And then they've got a bunch of other shows going on. Go to Hope Fest. That's going on in, I think September. There's going to be Sticky Fest November 10th. Go check that out. That's our band's Sticky Doll. Mm-hmm. They're putting on Sticky Fest, which we will be doing live media coverage from the festival.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be out near like Joshua Tree or some crap. Yes. Oh, yes. Eric, thank you. Eric Jeffries and the Hardway are opening. They're doing direct support this Friday night, Friday the 13th.
Right.
At the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. They will be doing direct support for, goddammit, L.A. Guns with Tracy Guns. So L.A. Guns, which is a huge band in the L.A. scene. L.A. Guns and Hollywood Rose are where Guns N' Roses came from. So go check out L.A. Guns. There's two different L.A. Guns. They split off from each other like Queensryche did stupid crap. Anyway, but L.A. Guns with Tracy Guns. And so go see The Hard Way opening up for them this Friday night, Friday the 13th at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood. Yes. Shout out to Eric Jeffries.
Yeah.
And actually, I need to talk to you, Eric. But anyway, I'll be messaging you. I have interns that I would like to cover your show on Friday.
Right.
Because I can't be in two places at once, which sucks.
Anyway. We cannot. Cloning technology has not hit the poor people yet.
Not poor people yet. No, yeah, no. But just want to, we'll be back next week. Grab my date book. I'm trying to remember who's going to be here next week. I believe it is, Bruno G. Campos. No. My date book. Lord. How do you not know what my date book looks like?
Because I don't know what your
date book looks like. Oh, that's just sad. You're married to me and your business partner. You don't know which one's the damn date book.
No, I do not know which one is the damn
date book. All right. Wednesday, July 18th. It will be MMA fighter / actor. And he was a boxer. Bruno G. Campos.
Okay.
So tune in next Wednesday for Bruno G. Campos, MMA fighter / actor. And then on Wednesday the 25th, which is when I'm fucking leaving to go to Maine, we will have Omar Valouz. He is a clothing designer and singer. And then, you know, all the other weeks, we have a lot of people coming up. But come see us this Friday night in Pomona at Characters Bar for the Swine EP release party. And also go see Eric Jeffries and the Hard Way at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Two great shows on one great night. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you later.
Night.
Next week, we'll be back on Wednesday from Jenny's Real Talk of the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We'll see you later.
Bye. Gotta go.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.